By then, they were in such good shape that no one was really worried about it. Almost all of them could do 35 or 40 push-ups, for example, and the requirement was only 30. But there was great excitement, Tipper said, because we knew Sobel could barely do 20 push-ups. He always stopped at that point when leading the company in calisthenics. If this test were fair, Sobel would fail and wash out. Sobel's test was public and fair. I was part of a not-so-casual audience perhaps 50 feet away. At 20 push-ups, he was noticeably bushed, but kept going. At 24 or 25, his arms were trembling, and he was turning red, but slowly continuing. How he managed to complete the 30 push-ups, I don't know. But he did. We were silent, shook our heads, but did not smile. Sobel did not lack determination. We comforted ourselves with the idea that he was still a joke, no matter what. The paratroopers were volunteers. Any man or officer was free at any time to take a walk. Many did. Sobel did not. He could have walked away from the challenge of being an airborne officer and walked into a staff job with the supply company. But his determination to make it was as great as that of any member of the company. Pushing easy harder than dog and fox was difficult because 2nd Battalion Commander Major Strayer was almost as fanatic as Sobel. On Thanksgiving Day, Sink let his regiment feast and relax, but Major Strayer decided it was time for a 2-day field exercise for the 2nd Battalion. It included long marches, an attack against a defended position, a gas alarm in the middle of the night, and an introduction to K-rations, tins containing a sort of stew, crackers, candy, and powdered fruit juice. Strayer made that Thanksgiving even more memorable by laying on the hog innards problem. He stretched wires across a field at about 18 inches off the ground. Machine gunners fired over the top of the wire. Beneath it, Strayer spread the ground with the intestines of freshly slaughtered hogs, hearts, lungs, guts, livers, the works. The men crawled through the vile mess. Lipton recalled that the army distinction between creep and crawl is that a baby creeps and a snake crawls. We crawled. No one ever forgot the experience.